It is BBC Surrey. It's James Cannon here. On the way, we'll talk to Dom Jolly first off, though. Focus is Australia. F1 is what we're talking. Max Chilton has been in conversation with me ahead of the new Grand Prix season. Now, Max lives in Reigate. We've been chatting all of this week. Yesterday, we heard how well the other drivers get on when the cameras are turned off. Tomorrow, Max will preview the season. But for today's instalment, I wanted to find out how Max really stays grounded. I began by asking him who he confides in when he's not behind the wheel.
I've kept the same group of friends from when I was at school in Surrey, and they all live in my local area in Reigate. So I have a very non-racing group of friends, but I've also been racing for well over half my life. So a lot of people I'm friends with are from that industry, and you know, some you just get on really well with. So like Daniel Ricciardo was my teammate in British F3 from 2009. And I spent two or three days with him in Abu Dhabi training with each other and chilling out with our trainers. And it was nice to spend a bit of time with him there.
As far as socialising, where do you hang out? Where do you go to?
I'm not one for kind of going out for late nights. So my way of spoiling myself is going out for dinners. And I'm a big foodie, so I love eating out. And luckily, Reigate has over 30 restaurants, which is ideal for me. So you'll probably find me in one of the Reigate restaurants, whether it's a weekday or weekend, just having fun with my girlfriend or friends.
And have you got a friend outside of the motorsport that you would actually call a default person who will actually sort of tell you as it is? Like if you were to get too big for your boots, you're a Formula One driver, can live that lifestyle. Have you got a mate who will just say, hang on a minute?
I'm sure my girlfriend would tell me if I'm going down that route. But yeah, my friends are not afraid to say anything, so they'd probably give me a load of grief if I was becoming someone that they didn't want me to be. But I like to think my feet are well and truly on the ground.
Do you get some nice earache from people and a bit of ribbing text, social media, when the race is finished?
Yeah, I know, that's why social media is so fantastic. And Twitter, you know, you get some great comments, funny comments, ones you don't sometimes want to read, but it's a great thing. And sometimes people take Twitter too seriously, but it's in all, everyone's on it to just have a bit of fun. And, you know, yeah, my friends will give me just as much banter as people will on Twitter.
The criticisms that thrown your way last season, they had a couple of people saying you weren't driving fast enough. Did that hurt?
Not really, because I know if they got in it, they'd be even slower. And that's the thing. We're 22 of some of the fastest drivers in the world, and we all know what we're doing, and we're all driving within tenths of seconds with each other, which is absolutely minimal when you're doing that sorts of speed. So I don't listen to them too much.
So let's talk through this week. Australia flew in on Sunday. Let's talk through the whole week and how you plan and prepare for the Grand Prix.
Okay, so I arrive in Melbourne on the Tuesday lunchtime, which gives me 2 days to kind of acclimatise to the weather, which won't be too hard because we've had 2 weeks in Bahrain, so the temperatures are not massively different. The main thing is getting around the time zones, trying to get your body completely rested and waking up in the mornings feeling fresh and going to bed at the right time, because if you can do that, then you know it's a lot easier for the body. And you'll do some training up until the Thursday, and then Thursday is the prep day, so you're with the engineers planning your attack for the weekend, set up, walking the circuit with them, seeing if there's any changes to the curbs and new surfaces, whatever it may be, and getting a good night's rest on the Thursday before Friday starts, because you know, Friday in Melbourne is going to be incredibly important.
When you're actually going to sleep night before the Grand Prix, or just during those practice days, do you try and not think about it, or is it playing over in your mind?
Sometimes if I'm really tired, I'll just fall straight to sleep. But if I can't sleep it's usually the night before Grand Prix. I've always had this annoying ability for my mind to kind of practice turn one 1,000 times. And I think of every different way it can happen. And sometimes planning the last corner and overtaking someone to win the race, your mind just wanders and you start thinking of it, which every time I've thought of what could happen, it never does happen that way. It's, you know, sometimes it happens for the better way. It never happens the way you plan it. So the best thing to do is just plan your actual procedure on the start and actually practice trying to get the best start possible, but don't actually plan what you're going to do at turn one, because whatever you plan will never happen.